You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is Tom Sheridan. Father Greg Sackowitz is our usual co-host, is off doing whatever priests do when they're not co-hosting radio shows, but we'd love your conversation to join ours this morning. Our telephone number is 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. We got an interesting show, I think, for you today on July 3rd, the day before July 4th holiday, and if you're listening in the car, if you're listening at home, if you're hiding from the raindrops, well, give us a call, 312-751-1979. We're going to spend the first half of the show, just about first half of the show, talking about the potential closing of Notre Dame High School in Niles and how that's going to try to be averted. We've got in the studio with us Dr. Nicholas Wolfsonovich, who is the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. We have Joe Gerdak, who is the president of the advisory board for Notre Dame High School for Boys in Niles, Paula Waters on the advisory board, and Peter Newell, who is a board member and an alum. So welcome to each one of you this morning for being here this morning, because I think that the news that the Holy Cross Fathers, Holy Cross Order, released on Friday, talking about the withdrawal of their sponsorship from the school, which they've had now for well over 50 years, isn't it, Paula?
Yes. We celebrated our 50th anniversary last year.
Let's talk right into that microphone there. Okay. It's a thriving school, a very good school, and I think seeing the Holy Cross Fathers leave will be a blow, but it should not necessarily mean the end of the of education for Notre Dame High School of Boys in Niles, and I think that's why you're all here, right?
That's correct.
Yep.
You know, Joe, you're the you are the president of the board of the advisory board for the school. This has been coming for a while. It hasn't been public, but you've been working on it for a while, a little bit. Yes.
Yes, we have. It's been talked about probably for about 6 months, and the board, Father Mike Delaney, who's president of high school, we all have worked hard in presenting our case for the school to stay open, and it's no doubt in our minds that we'll be able to achieve that for the future with other arrangements for leadership of the school.
Well, and I know that Dr. Nick, you've been involved in these discussions for a while. And I know the Archdiocese of Chicago and the story that will be in the Catholic New World's next issue, some of the secular papers this past weekend, talks about the assurance and the confidence that the Archdiocese of Chicago has that other arrangements will be had to keep this 800-student school operating and operating well.
Well, I think the important things to mention here in respect to the school is that this is a very, very healthy, strong school, enrollment-wise, financially, facility-wise. And when you take a look at the accomplishments of its students, it's just a wonderful, wonderful school. And what the Notre Dame, the Holy Cross Brothers, have done is basically say they cannot, for whatever reasons they have, cannot continue to sponsor the school. And so what they're saying is they're going to withdraw that sponsorship. And what we now are saying is this school is an extremely important school to that area, to the parents who want to continue to provide a Catholic school education to its children, and certainly to the church in general. And Cardinal George has spoken out very, very strongly, saying he wants this school to continue. So the challenge that we have now is to find ways, to explore ways, of being able to continue the sponsorship one way or another. And there are about three or four different options that we might be able to look at to see if there's a way to continue this sponsorship. But at the same time, I have to say, we're very confident that we're going to be successful in identifying one of these ways so that the school will continue to operate after this coming school year.
Okay. You know, this is a good opportunity. That there's often a lot of confusion about there's 40-some high schools for the in the Archdiocese of Chicago, yet every one of them or many of them are different, 42. Okay, every one of them is a little bit different, and sometimes people don't always understand that. Most of those schools are operated by religious orders, right, Nick?
Yes, there's 42, and of those 42, seven of them are owned and operated by the diocese, and that would be the Seton and St. Francis de Sales and Leo High Schools, as well as St. Gregory, Our Lady of Tepeyac, and St. Benedict. And the seventh is, of course, Quigley, the Archdiocesan Seminary. The other 35 are owned and operated by private religious groups.
And there's a relationship then that exists with the Archdiocese, but it's not one of governance exactly, is it?
Yes, they own and operate the schools and are responsible for the schools. What they have to do, though, is abide by the various policies and procedures that the Cardinal and the Archdiocese would lay down relative to religious education. So that's where all the schools have to be in line with what the Cardinal wants in respect to religious education. That would be including certification for teachers, textbooks, as well as curriculum.
Okay, well, let's
for religious ed.
Let's try to go. Peter, you're in the unenviable position today of being a board member and an alum. I'm not going to ask you what year you graduated from. You can volunteer that if you want.
Okay. 1967.
Talk right into the microphone. Okay. Yeah. The other two of you, Paula and Joe, you're parents of alums.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Or students, one or the other. What did you get out of Notre Dame when you went there in 67?
Personally, it was an incredible experience for me. I started there 8 years after the school opened, and in some ways they were still feeling their way and developing how to implement their mission. And from my time frame, it was during the 60s when there was an awful lot going on. I think what I got from the priests, from the lay faculty, was something of a compass as to put what was going on in my life and what was going to be ahead of me in some sort of perspective and some sort of balance. And I think with all the changes that were going on in the world at the time, I think one of the things they prepared me for was to handle change well. And there's another change coming up right now, last weekend.
you're working on that right now.
We hope that training comes into play. But it was a very beneficial experience. I had a couple of brothers that went to the school as well. And looking back on it, I think it prepared me very well for the next several steps in life. I was very happy to be a graduate.
And Paula, you're the parent of a student or an alum?
No, he graduated last year.
Okay. You know, I think it's a testament to the school. It's a testament to the school that people who are either alums or parents of alums have wanted to stay involved in this element of Catholic education.
I think that's very true. My son, who graduated in the class of 2005 and has just completed his freshman year in college, always goes back to Notre Dame when he has a school break. And in fact, if he hasn't been successful in seeing all of his teachers, he goes back again and says, I really want to go back and talk to them. And I'm not sure how many children get out of high school and think of it as their second home and go back. That's the kind of tradition that Notre Dame has. And I think, as Pete was saying, it supplies the boys with a compass and with a set of values that they can use throughout their life. And that's the reason we're really so committed to keeping the school open and have been working on a strategic plan and a marketing plan for the school for the past year and a half. We're very pleased that this is one of the few schools in the Archdiocese where enrollment is actually increasing year over year. It's increased 21% in the last 5 years, and we're getting ready to accept our largest freshman class in many years.
And that is something that I know that the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I can speak for Cardinal George on that, is not something that the Cardinal wants to see threatened.
We've all experienced in the Archdiocese the closing of schools. In many cases, it's declining enrollment. Certainly, we understand that religious communities are challenged to fulfill their traditional missions. But this is a school that's vibrant, that's vital, that has 11,000 active alumni. And those students, if the school does close, would literally not be able to be absorbed into other Catholic schools. And so if the choice is to keep the school open or to see those children go to public schools, the choice for us is very clear. We need to keep the school open.
Okay, well, on that note, let's take a break here on Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. I know if Father Greg Sackowitz were here, he'd want to jump into this because he is an alum of Notre Dame for Boys. And so any of other alums out there, give us a call, 312-751-1979. We'll be right back after a break.
Living a Christian life in a secular world is a challenge. The Young Adult Ministry Office invites all young adults to meet that challenge with Theology on Tap, a summer speaker and discussion series. Theology on Tap connects people college age and in their 20s and 30s, married and single, for great, faith-filled conversation. Theology on Tap has been serving up the finest in speakers, conversation, and theology for over 25 years, addressing key elements in our Catholic faith. Topics include spirituality, sexuality, social justice, and service. We'll discuss prayer, the Mass, sacraments, grace, even how the Gospels were actually written. Join us for Theology on Tap, July 9th through August 6th at 40 parishes and colleges throughout the Chicagoland area. For details, visit www.yamchicago.org. That's www.yamchicago.org.
It's time to register for the annual Archbishop James Patterson Light Conference scheduled for July 6th to the 9th at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Hotel in Chicago.
It's a wonderful conference. It provides a culturally rich atmosphere that includes music, art, and ritual that will help participants enrich worship services in their own parishes.
The conference promotes healthy dialogue involving the African-American community and the Catholic Church. It inspires our youth, both spiritually and culturally, to share their time and talents in fostering Christian values.
And for those of you who want to share the joy of liturgical music, please join us the day before the Light Conference on July 5th for the Father Clarence Rivers Music Institute. Musicians share their gifts and expertise.
Indeed, it's a wonderful experience. So get on board and register. Go to www.lykeconference.com. Like is spelled L-Y-K-E. That's www.lykeconference.com. Get inspired at the Light Conference.
Okay, and we're back with Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is Tom Sheridan. Our telephone number is 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979, and we're talking about the unwelcome news and the unwelcome potentiality that Notre Dame High School for Boys, which is run by the Holy Cross priests, the priests are withdrawing their sponsorship, and a group of alum and board who are going to, and along with the Archdiocese, going to work like heck to keep it open. 312-751-1979 if you want to talk. For the record, we did ask if a representative of the Holy Cross priests would be on the show today, and they declined, and they actually have not made any comment to the media beyond the press release that they released on Friday, which quotes Father David Tyson, provincial superior of the Indiana province of the Priests of the Holy Cross, saying that the decision was agonizing and reached only after an exhaustive review process. They're maintaining that Notre Dame High School's enrollment has not kept pace with its increasing financial obligations, including a growing debt burden. Well, you know, that's something that I think people might want to respond to a little bit differently here. Nick or Joe, did either of you want to jump on that one?
Let me jump in, first of all, relative to the enrollment, because that's one of the key things in any school. the enrollment is always one of the largest fundraisers that a school has. It's one of the main contributors of the financial resources. And the enrollment here at Notre Dame High School for Boys has been very, very strong. It's increased 30% since 2000, and it's up almost 21% over the past 10 years.
Well, what do they mean it hasn't increased? I mean, I have to jump in and ask that question.
When I posed that question to one of the priests at the Notre Dame or at the Holy Cross Priest's Order, Father Sicali, he said that it hasn't, the enrollment hasn't kept pace with the financial obligations of the school. And I don't quite understand that. As we were talking, we weren't able to get to exactly what he meant by that. But that's
Joe, I think, wants to jump
I can explain that.
Well, you're a CPA.
I'm a CPA.
Let's give some qualifications here.
In 2000, we had a bond issue, and we had to make some projections for that bond issue. And part of those projections was enrollment. And those projections have been a little bit higher than what we have achieved. However, our enrollment has increased 21% over the last 5 years, and we've been operating at a profit for the last 3 years. And even this year, we're operating at a profit. Our debt is reducing. We do have substantial debt because we had a capital campaign and a bond issue that we built a high-tech science wing in 2000, and we are retiring that debt. So the province is working with old numbers, and unfortunately, they don't understand the new financial numbers.
And you are meeting your financial obligations quite well.
Yes, we are.
And the school seems to be in better shape than some others might like to be. Laura, you're on the air with Catholic Community of Faith. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a wife of an alumni. I have a son who graduated in 2004. I have a senior at Notre Dame who's graduating in 2007.
That's the Triple Crown.
And I also have one who would like to graduate in 2011. And I'm a little concerned, but I'm praying that, you know, everything turns out well so my last son can be an alumni also of Notre Dame. I am very proud of the tradition of Notre Dame. And it would be terribly, it would leave a terrible void.
Well, you know, I think, Laura, that's the kind of interest and support. People around the table here are smiling. Pete, do you want to jump in and welcome this alum?
Laura, I think those are great sentiments that are shared by thousands and thousands of alums and their families throughout Chicago, the Midwest, and the country. And it is our intention to go forward. It is our plan to keep the school open, and your son will graduate in 2011 with a new sponsorship, new governance going forward. One of the things that we haven't touched on yet is that the board was underway with a capital campaign that is off behind the scenes to a very strong start. We haven't rolled out the official announcements, but in early solicitations, we have raised numbers approximately $4 million of what would be half the amount we were looking for in a capital campaign to do things to set up endowments, to improve teacher salaries, to improve facilities, to maintain the plant that you know, I would assume, is an excellent location, excellent grounds, excellent opportunities going forward. And we hope to maximize the benefits of the school going forward, build on what we have established already, and keep the doors open and improve the enrollment to get to the pro forma numbers that we're really not very far from right now.
Well, thank you, Laura, very, very much for that. I appreciate it. You want to talk about the parent?
I want to tell you, Laura, if you haven't heard already, that there is a parent meeting at the school Thursday at 7 p.m. Dr. Wilsonovich will be there representing the Archdiocese, Father Mike representing the current administration, and a lot of us from the board will be there. So please come with your questions and show your support because we intend to keep the school open.
Okay, we got the lines are actually quite active this morning, 312-751-1979. We got to take a break here on Catholic Community of Faith, and we're going to come back and take a couple of telephone calls. This is Tom Sheridan and the Cast of Thousands talking about Notre Dame High School for Boys. We'll be right back.
It's not too early to register your pre-K children for next fall in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3- and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you heard the impressive numbers, test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, and a 97% attendance rate. Catholic school students go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information, or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
Each year in Chicago, 3,000 children are reported sexually abused. The Chicago Children's Advocacy Center restores the trust that was once lost. It's a place where professionals come together under one roof and abused children tell their stories. A place where they can get help immediately. Support the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. For more information or to help, call 1-877-703-HOPE or visit chicagocac.org.
Most interment arrangements at the 42 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
And we are back again with Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio Live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. It's 9:22 on July 3rd, a Monday, rainy Monday morning. We're talking about Notre Dame High School for Boys. And let's see, we lost Michael. We got Tim, class of 1989. You're on the air with Catholic Community of Faith. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. What do we got?
One comment and one question. The comment is that Notre Dame's really been doing some nice work lately. The debate team's won some awards. Their website's won some awards. And they have this new program called the More Know program that's really, I think, pretty groundbreaking. So I'm kind of surprised that the Holy Cross Fathers wanted to pull their sponsorship. But my question is, when we say pull the sponsorship, what does that mean? Does that mean just that all of their personnel, the priests, are just going to leave the school, or is there something else to it?
Well, that's part of it. They presently own the school, and therefore they sponsor it. So what we need to do is to look for new owners and those who will staff it. But we, you know, I think there were six brothers there, six priests?
There are a few priests in residence. In fact, there are only two priests who are really involved academically with the school, mm-hmm. and one who deals with spiritual life of the school. And so in terms of active priests in the classroom, they're really not. Yeah. We appreciate and very much are grateful for the 50 years of service the Holy Cross Order has given to the school. And now it's time to remember that tradition and move on to an even stronger sponsorship.
So the more important thing here would be finding a group, an organization to continue the sponsorship of it.
Okay, well, does that answer your question, Tim? Nope. Okay, Tim's not there, but that's how we're trying to answer the question. Yeah, I got a question for somebody here. The More Know program.
Moreau. Yeah. It's named after Father Basil Moreau, who is the founder of the order, and it's a program for high potential students. One of the things that Notre Dame does is it takes students of all academic abilities and meets them where they are in their education and gives them the tools to move forward. We're very proud that 97% of our class last year did go on to college. Many of them came to us with academic challenges, and we meet them one-on-one and work with them to succeed.
That's the mark of a successful school. Michael, you're on the air with Catholic Community of Faith. Good morning. Class of 2003?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. We lost you a second ago. Go ahead.
Well, I heard the news via the Notre Dame Dispatch, and I just, being a graduate of the class of 2003 and having many generations come before me, one of the things that touched me was when I was at Notre Dame was that the same advisory professor that my father had when he graduated in 1969, it was the exact same one that I had throughout my all 4 years of Notre Dame.
And Fiddler on the Roof, Tevye would call that tradition.
Oh, that is tradition, and you don't see that very much or even at all in many other high schools across the country or even across the world. And just the feeling of family and the education, the unbelievable strength that you feel when you walk through the doors of Notre Dame High School is not to be found anywhere. And to hear that my school, or our school as we say it, as we are dons, the gentlemen of Mary, seeing this institution being dropped out of the water, dropped out of the sky, and just pushed off to the side hurts. And I truly do hope that the Archdiocese of Chicago, or even the Holy Cross congregation, which I am very thankful for, could come together and really understand what they're doing. I know when I was there, there were past presidents and past presidents who had the feeling and the hearts to that Notre Dame was really something.
Well, you know, Michael, you are obviously very close to the alum organization, and probably will remain closer in the future. But you just keep listening here, because we're gonna try to give you some alum information that's going to be helpful. You want to talk about an alum the alum meetings that are maybe coming up? And thanks, Michael, for that call.
Michael and other Institute alums, we are going to be reaching out to all the constituents that are important to the Notre Dame future, and we will be holding meetings yet to be determined to incorporate your input, use your energy to help map the future going forward as we redirect our efforts while we continue to build on the tradition that you and I have both benefited from. I think that you touched on a very strong point, and that's the sense of community that Notre Dame High School has developed among its students and faculty.
Is there a way that people are that you're going to be able to communicate to alums?
They should be going to our website. And
what is that website?
ndhsdons.org.
And once again with that.
ndhsdons.org.
Joe, is there a telephone number or anything?
The general number of the high school is 847-965-2900. Right now you will be directed to the information about the transition that we're planning for the high school.
Okay, and Phil, you're calling from Chicago's Northwest Side. You're on the air with Catholic Community of Faith. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you? Yeah, my son just wrapped up his freshman year there, and he's looking forward to starting his sophomore year, and we really hope that he can continue through his senior year and graduate and be a proud alum at his great high school. But you know, this is my first child through a Catholic high school. They've been in parochial schools since 3-year-old preschool, and you know, it's the way to go. Uh-huh. My main concern is I guess maybe what is the true motive of the congregation as far as pulling their sponsorship? As you stated, you know, the school's enrollment is increasing.
Well, let's see if we can't get an answer on that. We're a little pressed for time,
okay.
Phil, so I'm gonna just cut you off here a second and see if I can get an answer.
The congregation has said that they're unable to continue to staff the school. And we don't want to speculate on what their motives might be, but we do want to say that we're grateful for the Holy Cross involvement until now. And what we want to focus on is keeping your boy in school and keeping the school open so he can have the same benefits as all of us have had at the school and go forward. There are many models in the Archdiocese, which Dr. Wolsonovich can talk about, for moving a school from one governance to another. It's happened to other schools, and they've emerged even stronger in the long run. And we're working with a management consultant and fundraising professional who says he's never seen a spirit like the spirit at Notre Dame. And so if other schools have been able to make this transition, we believe Notre Dame will as well.
Okay. And Joe, you look like you wanted to jump in on that.
No, I mean, the commitment of the entire community of Notre Dame High School, the board, the faculty, the staff, our goal in working with the Archdiocese is to keep the school open and keep it in the tradition of a Catholic high school for young men.
All right, well, let's take a break and come back and talk a little bit about Catholic education. 312-751-1979. This is Tom Sheridan on Catholic Community of Faith. We'll be back after a break. It's 9:30 on Monday, July 3rd. Be right back.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at CatholicNewWorld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Hi, I'm Sean Harriott. Join me 6 days a week as we help bridge the gap between faith and everyday life, talking about the intersection of faith and everyday life, and help you live your life in the world as a Catholic.
Plus, get all the latest Chicagoland news, traffic, and weather. Start your day with Morning Air on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. It's a Morning Air.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And we're back with Catholic Community of Faith. Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. This is Tom Sheridan. Father Greg Sakowitz, a graduate of Notre Dame High School for Boys, can't be with us today, but we have Peter Newell, board member and alum of Notre Dame High School for Boys. We have Paula Waters on the advisory board, Joe Gerdak, chairman of the advisory committee, and Dr. Nick Golsanovich, superintendent of Catholic schools, and we're talking about the announcement on Friday that the Holy Cross Fathers are planning to pull the sponsorship of the school at the end of the 2007 school year. And we're getting good conversation here because it's something the Archdiocese of Chicago and the board are going to work very, 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 very hard to avoid. Larry Schreiner, now there's a name I recognize. Good morning. You're on the air with Catholic Community of Faith. And how come we don't have film at 11 and you're not here?
Well, Tom, I want to say hello to you first, but I got to say hello to Father Sakowitz.
I wish I could, but he's not here. He's off today.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, because he and I go back a long way, and I want to think that he was the commentator when Bob died. And
yes, he was.
His sister and I worked together at Channel 7. So you're touching a lot of memories. But my sons, Matthew and Mark, who are twins, are graduates of Notre Dame. And the reason I was listening to the radio this morning is I was ordered to by my son Mark, who's on the radio in Florida. When Bob was alive and Bob was doing the morning show, we talked about Notre Dame High School on the radio all the time. And this got the ear of the Mr. McCaskey, the father, the general, the big guy. Because I remember the first time I met him, he was a very intimidating man, but a very wonderful man. But he said to me, he said, "I always appreciated what you said about Notre Dame High School."
He was intimidating, Larry, because he had those 20-some guys that all weighed about 350 pounds behind him.
No, I remember the day Bob died, Mr. McCaskey called his home, Bob's home, because I was answering the phone. He called it three times telling me how I was going to run everything. And when you talk to Mr. McCaskey, you better pay attention, but he was such a Notre Dame supporter, and as a parent of two graduates, I mean, I can just tell you, the education is one thing, but it was what they got out of it other than the education. Yeah. I'd like to think that they're gentlemen.
Yeah, I appreciate the comment, Larry, and you've been referring often to Bob, and I think everybody knows that it's Bob Collins that we're talking about, longtime host at WGN, who died in a plane crash here about 8 or 9 years ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. See, I was at 1 year. I was president of the Parent Teachers Association at Notre Dame. And when I addressed the faculty, Father Molinaro was the principal at the time. And, you know, you sort of get the feeling what's going to happen in your year of tenure. And I told all the teachers, I said, somewhere along the line, Father Molinaro and I are going to bump heads. And I said, and I know who's going to lose. And I meant me.
Well, you know, Bob, Larry, I'll tell you, I appreciate the telephone call. We're gonna see if we can't get some more information here. But I appreciate the telephone call. You listen to your sons, Matthew, Mark, and Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you listen to them because they're going to tell you how to get involved in the alumni organization here. So thank you very, very much for the call. It's good to hear you on the radio again. I used to listen a lot when I worked for the Sun-Times. We could always count on the information. Larry Schreiner, thank you so much. All right, Deanna, you're on the air with Catholic Community of Faith. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a son that just graduated from Notre Dame, and I have a son that is also going to be a sophomore there now. And I've been involved with a grammar school that recently had to close because of their enrollment and the debt situation. And you notice as the years go by that you're talking about it, that your enrollment decreases. People turn and try to fill those spots because you talked about the schools that have to pretty much shut their doors because the classrooms get filled. Now, my question is, how is Notre Dame prepared for the exiting of students because of the information that you're putting out?
All right, Dina,
how is the school prepared to take that loss of students?
Dina, good question. I want to get a couple of answers here. First, I want to talk to Dr. Nick Wilsonovich because the question of enrollment in general is a very, very important one, not only for primarily for Catholic schools. Nick?
Well, certainly enrollment is always one of the key indicators of the health strength of a school, and that even becomes more paramount when you have a smaller school like an elementary school that you're talking about. This is quite different here at Notre Dame. Their enrollment has been increasing, and as Paula said earlier in the program, the freshman class that we're looking at Notre Dame for next year is the largest freshman class for, is it years or is it the history of the...
Many years.
Many years. So those are real strong indicators. And I guess thirdly, I would say that the goal of all of us around this table and certainly in the community of Notre Dame High School would be that we don't lose one student, that we have to build a plan that will give confidence to the parents who send their kids to Notre Dame High School, that we're going to be here for a long time and that they have the confidence in that, and so they should be sending their kids and not be thinking about pulling their kids out.
It's also an opportunity, Nick, to ask you about how, you know, Dina's question about enrollment fits into the Genesis plan. I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't encourage you to talk about Genesis and the opportunity or the effort to build enrollment in schools that would feed students into places like Notre Dame, but all the high schools.
Well, one of the important things of building enrollment is for parents to, first of all, understand their own particular responsibility given to them by the church in terms of religious education for their children. And so we have to have very strong marketing programs so that we can communicate this kind of important information to the parents so that they will see the need to continue their child's education at a Catholic school. Catholic schools are extremely important to families and to the church, and that's why Cardinal George so strongly supports this effort, and so do the local priests, and Bishop Kane also has expressed his very strong support for us finding some sort of solution for the future of the school.
Okay, we're going to take a break here on Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is Tom Sheridan. We'll be back after a break and talk a little bit more about Notre Dame High School for boys before going to something about Taste of Chicago. Don't go away.
Why do we have four Gospels instead of one? How do Catholics understand the stories of creation in the book of Genesis?
What is the book of Revelation really about?
What do the prophets of ancient Israel have to say to us today?
To think about the answers to these questions and many more, join committed Catholics in the Chicago Catholic Scripture School of the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Chicago Catholic Scripture School offers a structured curriculum for serious study of the entire Bible at locations throughout Chicagoland. You'll be taught by qualified instructors who are passionate about the Bible, and you'll join other adults to study these foundational texts of our Catholic faith. Find out more about the Chicago Catholic Scripture School by calling the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Catechesis at 312-243-3700. That's 312-243-3700 for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School. Come and share the Word.
And we're back with Catholic Community of Faith. Spirited conversation this morning. Well, what would we expect from Catholic Community of Faith? But spirited conversation. 312-751-1979. Mary, you're on the line with Catholic Community of Faith. Good morning.
Hi. I have a question. Earlier you talked about the ownership of the school, but the land is the most valuable asset that the school has, and who owns the land? And well, I have heard rumors for quite a while that the, you know, Village of Niles and different people be interested in purchasing the land.
Well, that's an interesting question. So Joe, we'll put Joe Gerdick, chairman of the advisory board, right on the spot with that one. Mary, thank you for that call.
Right now, both sides, the priesthood of Holy Cross and Notre Dame High School, legal counsel, both sides of legal counsel are looking at that issue. In an agreement signed back when the school was open, it was a covenant that I don't have all the facts on it, but the property, if the priests of Holy Cross do not operate it as a high school, would revert back to the diocese. And the property of Notre Dame High School cannot be sold because of the value of it in excess of $5 million without the approval of the Vatican.
So
it's not going to happen that quickly, and the school will remain open as far as we're concerned.
I think, again, in terms of history, the school was built on land donated by the Archdiocese that was actually owned by the Archdiocese. The Archdiocese also gave the Holy Cross priest $2 million to build the school at the time. And since then, the school, and even today, is self-sufficient in terms of the money it's raised. And the school has a mortgage like anybody does, but because of our increasing enrollment and our excellent financial strength and donations, we're able to service our debt and meet our obligations.
Okay, well, I think let's do a quick. We talked about enrollment. Joe, you want to talk about marketing efforts?
Well, two things. Enrollment, we're up 21% over the last 5 years. We keep repeating that, and we are really strong. We have a enrollment staff that has done some marvelous work, and I think Paula has helped tremendously with our advertising campaign, and I think, Paula, I'd like, you know, a comment from you about that.
That this, you know, like many schools, there had not been much marketing going on, and looking at the school, our firm did a marketing study to see how big could the enrollment be if a serious marketing effort were done, and in fact, the enrollment for the school could be well over 1,000 students if we did marketing. We think that at 800 to 850 students, the school is an ideal size for a single-sex school so that we can give individual attention to all the students. The enrollment is now, it stands at 777. This is a vibrant, thriving school, and we intend to keep it that way with good marketing.
Well, and faculty, too, because when you get up to a certain number, you have to add additional faculty. But faculty is very supportive of this?
Oh, the faculty is just so supportive of our school. We have numerous faculty members who are graduates in Notre Dame High School, Notre Dame University, and the ACE program.
What is the ACE program?
The ACE program is a program that's Action for Catholic Education, whereby graduates of Catholic universities go and teach in underserved areas and earn their master's degrees, in this case from Notre Dame University. There are many ways in which Notre Dame University and our high school are intertwined. We have five...
Well, that's appropriate considering the Holy Cross connection.
Yes, that's very true. And we have five ACE graduates teaching at the school now, and as Joe said, many alumni of Notre Dame University teaching at our school now, and many of the faculty are parents, and so they're committed to keeping the school open, and that's our goal.
Okay, well, and let's see, we got a guest, I think, Peter, that you were a senior when he was a junior. He probably knows you, but you can still lord it over him. John, you're on the air with Catholic Community of Faith. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You say you know most of these guests.
Yes,
why?
I do.
1966 graduate.
My name is John Reynos, and I personally know Pete and Joe and Paula. And I, like many other people, when I got the news on Friday, was very upset. But deep down inside, you know, I have the full feeling and understanding that all the wonderful people that are involved with Notre Dame will keep the school open.
Thank you, John.
And we agree.
That's short and sweet. We agree. Okay. So, you know, John, I appreciate that telephone call. You got anything else you want to harass these people with? Oh, he's joking. John is off the air.
John, or to other alums out there, I've become more active in the school in the last year since I was invited back to meet with the seniors and give a little talk on Senior Day. I've got to tell you what the faculty has done with the group of students there right now is outstanding. This school is pointed in the right direction. The kids are top-notch. I've heard this from outside sources. A friend of mine does the interviews for the Evans Scholars Program, and he called me one day, and after conducting the interviews for the high school seniors, he said, "We interviewed three of your students from Notre Dame High School." He said, "You should be so proud of the way they presented themselves and how well they spoke and stood up to our interview process." You hear this from so many points, that the kids at the school are coming out with good values, good skills, good direction, good momentum, and the school is definitely on an upswing. We all want to be involved as alums in continuing that process, and we hope to be reaching out to more people to make it more inclusive than it has been in the past. And we really want to get on board and help the governance board going forward in whatever new direction might evolve.
Okay. Well, we're gonna wrap up this segment at about 9:50 or a little bit before. So let's wrap this up. We're talking about the potential, the possible, well, definitely the withdrawal of sponsorship from the Holy Cross priests from Notre Dame High School for Boys that they announced on Friday, the end of the school year of 2006-2007. The Archdiocese of Chicago, certainly in the person of Cardinal George, has been very involved in supportive of efforts to keep the school open, to throw support of the Archdiocese behind it. Dr. Nick Wilsonovich is here in the studio with us today talking about that. The entire alumni board, and we have representatives here, Peter Newell, Joe Gerdick, who's chairman, and Paula Waters on the board, have come here today, and we've had tremendous support on this. And okay, we got time for one more call. Doug, you're on the air with Catholic Community of Faith.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate everything that the advisory board does for Notre Dame. I have a son who is going to be a senior next year, and two more boys hopefully going to follow in his footsteps. I understand the statement from the Brothers of Holy Cross, which I have grown to really appreciate all they've done. I was wondering, though, if they've made any statements as far as specific dollars that would keep them associated with the school at all, or I understand their statement has been fairly just kind of vague, but I was wondering if any specific dollars have been mentioned.
No, there has been no specific dollars, and I really think this is a matter of them wanting to take any resources that they have, human and other, and spread some ministries into other parts of the world. So I really think this is a point where they just are saying they want to go on to some other kinds of missionary kinds of ministries. And so we just are here trying to determine how we want to move forward. But it's there's no specific dollar amount ever mentioned.
Their departure has nothing to do financial at all. The school has been self-sufficient on its own, and the priests of Holy Cross have not financially supported the school. I've been involved with the school for 17 years, and I know they have not been. I've been on the finance committee and the board, so I know that financially they have not supported the school.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break here, but before I do, give us that website once more.
ndhsdons.org.
And the telephone number.
847-965-2900.
One more time with the phone number.
847-965-2900.
Okay, Paula Waters, Peter Newell, Joe Gerdick, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Keep sitting here. We may get some more telephone calls. We got 10 more minutes of the show. We're going to go on to another topic. You stay here. Dr. Nick is going to stay here because we're going to be talking with Phyllis Cavallone-Jurek, principal of St. Teresa Elementary School in Chicago, and they got people dancing at the Taste of Chicago. We'll be right back after a break.
The Chicago Institute of Evangelization, 3 days of practical suggestions on how to get your parishioners involved in creating a culture of evangelization in your parish. The Chicago Institute of Evangelization, Friday to Sunday, July 21st to 23rd at Old St. Mary's Parish, 1500 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago. The Chicago Institute of Evangelization. Call 312-751-5353 for more information. That's 312-751-5353. The Chicago Institute of Evangelization. Learn to bring your parish to life.
And we are back with Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. If you watch your radio real close, you might see somebody dancing. Is that right, Phyllis?
Right.
No, we're not. Phyllis Cavallone-Jurek, principal of St. Teresa Elementary School in Chicago. You've got some dancers at the Taste of Chicago on Friday, right?
We sure do. At 11:42, isn't that funny? 11:42, our little girls will be dancing a very authentic Chinese ribbon and fan dance that celebrates the coming of summer. It's one of our best dances. We were selected one of the 24 finalists for the youth group to go out there and perform. We're excited.
Well, you know, the fan dance, going back to Chicago's history here in the 1890-something World's Fair, we don't talk about fan dances. This is not that kind of fan dance, right?
No, this we are, in essence, a Chinese school, Chinese Catholic school. 93% of our students have Chinese-American heritage, and we have a very good cultural performing arts program. We have a choreographer that comes from China, and she teaches authentic dances, and it goes along with our language program, which we teach Cantonese and Mandarin on a daily basis. So the girls really know their stuff. They're fantastic. It's very authentic. It's breathtaking, actually. all the dresses are made in China, fitted to them. Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, well, you know, let's talk about that for a second, because
sure.
We're talking about one of the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Chicago that really, you know, really demonstrates and helps celebrate the diversity and yet the Catholicity. That's a word that I know that you like, Nick.
I love.
You know, Catholicity of schools. You know, St. Teresa Catholic School down in Chinatown,
mm-hmm.
The former, I can't remember the name of the parish.
Maria Inclinada.
That's the one it used to be. Just shows how things develop. And
mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, beautiful church, and it's a beautiful, beautiful school. 93% are Chinese-American.
Yes.
Okay.
And the other 7%, we have African-American, Mexican-American, Caucasian. Biracial, we even have 1% American Indian.
And so are all the dancers going to be Chinese, or are there...
In this particular dance, all but one student's biracial, but we have African American students perform in our dances as well. I mean, this is who we are, and this is a dance. And if anybody's interested, it doesn't matter. You know, we're out there for everybody. My own sons are in the school, and I'm thrilled that they're learning Chinese.
So you teach Chinese?
Yes, we do.
You teach Mandarin Chinese?
Yes, we do. Gaowei Nimenhao. I'm learning myself. it's a wonderful program. We teach it daily. We teach Mandarin from first grade to eighth. We teach Cantonese from preschool to eighth grade. And we have once a week Spanish just as a conversational level.
I would say this would help me order Chinese in a restaurant, but it probably wouldn't, because that's American Chinese,
sure.
Not Chinese Chinese.
You got to come to Chinatown and I'll take you out. But it is very different. You're right.
Nick, did you want to say something about the dancers?
Well, my wife and I went to a fundraiser a few years back to experience this wonderful culture that has that exists in a Catholic setting, and it is just really a beautiful, beautiful demonstration of a Catholic school community, how it's been shaped by the culture too, and it is one. The dancers are just marvelous, and we really enjoyed it. And Phyllis has been down there for a few years at St. Teresa, and she has done a marvelous job too. So, Phyllis, thank you for all the hard work that you put into
the
school.
Thank you for your support.
Well, you know, we're talking here about enrollment. You know, we've been spending the first part of the show talking about Notre Dame High School, and you know, I don't know that too many students from Chinatown would wend their way north, but is that possible? Do we certainly somebody from Chinatown from St. Teresa wanted to end up at Notre Dame High School? That would be a possibility.
Our students go all over the city. They really are very open. I don't say one school is just at one particular feeder school for us. Our parents come from all over, from Carroll Stream to almost Indiana. Our school is more than just a neighborhood school, even though
certainly would be. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so I think the parents look for lots of things to fit for their children. So
So how is the enrollment down at St. Teresa?
Not too bad. We typically still enroll. We have open enrollment all through the summer. Traditionally, we don't know our numbers until maybe September 1, even though we open August 22nd. But right now, we're sitting at 208. I anticipate 220, and I'm really thrilled. We have, so far, a 5% growth this year.
So give us a telephone number and give it to us in Mandarin.
Oh, no, I can't do it that quickly. But 312-326-2837.
One more time for the telephone.
312-326-2837, and visit us at stteresachinatown.org.
stteresachinatown.org. Wonderful, wonderful. You know, I very much appreciate that. Let's see, of course, you want everybody to come down to Taste of Chicago.
Everybody. Come root us on.
Cheer us. Now, with what, main stage?
It's called a fun stage. You can't miss it once you're there. 11:42, and at 2:30 they'll announce the top three winners. I'm feeling good this year because they're really, really a fantastic.
And you were there last year.
We were. We were one of the finalists. We've been on TV quite a few times. ABC7 invited us for the morning show to bring in Chinese New Year. Mayor Daley's special events. We were down to celebrate Asian Heritage Month. And under the Picasso is the series, and we just had a great time. The kids are really getting a lot of exposure.
And how old are the kids?
They are from, we have a preschool group all the way through eighth grade. This group is from fourth grade to eighth grade, though.
Okay, I think that's wonderful. Mrs. Philip Cavallone Jurek, did I pronounce that right?
Phyllis, yes.
Phyllis, thank you. Principal of St. Therese Elementary School in Chicago. The dancers from St. Therese performing at Taste of Chicago, 11:42 a.m. Friday. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And, you know, we'll try to get some, we're going to have the Catholic New World to have a photographer there at this point. So we hope that that works. But I'd like to thank you, Phyllis, for being on the show. I'd also like to thank all of the people in the studio. Dr. Nick Wolsonovich, certainly, Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Joe Gerdick, Advisory Board President, Notre Dame High School for Boys, Peter Newell, and Paula Waters, who are both board members, the people behind the glass curtain, Jim Dish, Susan Burritt, and Andrew Fernandez. Thanks so much for being with us, and have a great 4th of July. This is Tom Sheridan. Have a great day. Bye.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.